Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, we are so thrilled that you're taking the opportunity to sit back and listen to what we have going on tonight. But if you've been a longtime listener, I thank you as well for hanging out with us on Thursdays, along with myself and my co-host, Veronica McMillan, and she's off tonight, so she won't be hanging out with me. But, you know, you can always reach out to her after the show. So Issues Concerning Women is an organization that was started in about 2007, and we are here to help women and their families focus on reaching their long-term and their short-term goals. We assist them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Veronica McMillan is the founder and CEO of the Micro Nonprofit Incorporated, and that organization began to help small nonprofits by showing them how to develop their businesses, keep them strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development. It also helps them to build their 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community, involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing, and retirement. So we are so excited that you were able to tune in to the show tonight. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 1-661-554-9123, or you can contact us after this show by leaving a message here. Tonight, we have a special guest with us. We have Dr. David L. Allen, Sr., and he's the founder of Hymns for Him, Incorporated. So I'm going to bring Dr. Allen on, and we're going to say good evening, Dr. Allen. How are you? Can you hear me, Dr. Allen? Hello? So we're maybe, hello, can you hear me? Okay, it seems that we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, and you know, sometimes that happens when you're doing a live broadcast. So I'm going to ask Dr. Allen to hang up and just call me back because he's calling in remote tonight. So Dr. Allen, if you would just hang up and call me back, that would be great. I'm so excited about the show tonight, and I just want to make sure that we get you in and get you started with the program. So it's going to be great once we get everything all set up. And I just am excited and thrilled to have Dr. Allen with me tonight. So Dr. Allen, if you could do that for me, that would be great. I would really appreciate it. If you have a question or you're calling into the show tonight, I'm going to turn on all the microphones. So just let me know who you are and where you're calling from. Hello. We have a call on the line at 757 number ended in 0470. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, Francine. This is Veronica McMillan.
Yes, Ms. McMillan, I understand that. And I just wanted to bring you in for just a few moments because it seems like we're having some technical difficulty getting our guest on tonight. So since you were on the line, Ms. Veronica, I just wanted you to say hello to everybody.
Well, hello, everyone. Hopefully we'll get the technical issues straightened out so that we'll have that opportunity to hear from Dr. Allen tonight.
Yes, because I'm really excited. But what I'm going to do is going to put you on mute because Veronica is off tonight, but she, bless her heart, she couldn't help herself. She had to come on here with me. So, hey, it's live broadcast. It's all in fun. Thank you, my sister, for hanging out with me. I'm going to go back on and do what I do, and I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Okay.
Take care now. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, great. All right. I am so thrilled about the show tonight. I hope Dr. Allen can get back in and get on the line. And so we're just going to move on, and I'm going to talk a little bit about issues concerning women and some of the things that we have going on until we can get our guest on the line. And if he can't come on tonight, then we'll definitely have him come at another time. So one of our new signature programs is called womencare.services, and it's just like it sounds, womencare.services. So that program has just been developed, and so we've been putting together some signature programs so that we can best assist the community. And one of the wonderful things about our program is even though it's geared towards women, we also help families and the men in the family as well. So one of our signature programs is the Me and Mommy program. I'm so excited about this program, and we're just, you know, wanted it to hit the ground running with it and be able to open our doors to the community. So this program entails mothers or fathers who have children between the ages of 3 and 12. If you're looking for a night to go out on a Friday or a Saturday evening, we have a wonderful service where you can come and bring your kids to our location and have the kids stay for a few hours while you go out on a date. You can go to dinner, go to a movie or play. Getting warmer now. They're having the cruises around Hampton Roads, so that may be something that you want to do, or even just have a night for yourself, mom or dad. You know, we all need a break. We all need help. So this, the Mommy program, the Mommy and Me program, I always say it wrong. It's the Me and Mommy program. You know, and I get it wrong every time, and I know Veronica's probably chuckling at me, but the program is so wonderful because we're not babysitting. It's more of an educational program for the children. We have workstations for them to come where they can do, and it's age appropriate, where they can work on their computer skills because we have the STEM section. Then we have our reading nook where they can get a book if they're of age. And then we have the arts and crafts where they actually can make something and have a gift for mom or dad or both when they come back from their evening out. So it's a wonderful program. So if you're interested in that, you just need to contact myself or contact Veronica. And I'm going to give you my information so that you can contact me. And it is icwdirector@gmail.com. So if you're interested in that program, please, please give us a call or send us an email, which is even better, or just go to one of our websites and where you can find out more about what we're doing. If you would like to contact Veronica McMillan, her email address is letstalkveronica@gmail.com. If you need to go to the website for the nonprofit, it is www.micro nonprofit networks.com. And if you need to go to Issues Concerning Women, it is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. So you'll have all the information that you need. So one of the other things that we want to share with you tonight while I'm waiting for my guest, I don't know if he's having difficulty with his phone, but we seem to be working fine. So we're just going to hope and pray that he's okay and that there's nothing. It's just like a glitch in his system on his end. So, and we'll bring him on as soon as we get, as soon as he's able to get with me. So the other programs that we're having this year, and these are new programs that we've developed and are setting up for the the continuation of the Me and Mommy program, we have the Kitty Cat. And this is also wonderful. It's, you know, I'm thrilled and I'm so excited that we're able to move forward with the initiatives that we have for 2018. And they're, you know, they're just off and running. So we're very excited about it. So the CAVI program is anyone that's in our program and you have to be a part of our program, you can actually have your kids picked up and dropped off. They can either come to our location or we can drop them off at their school or their home. So we're not a babysitting service, so we don't do that. But we have a way for them to get picked up and dropped off because we know that moms and dads are busy. So sometimes they may need someone to go and pick up the kids. So, or they may be having a party and we can help you with that, like pick up your cake or pick up your supplies for you and just really help you out. So the Me and Mommy program is an excellent program, and so we're really excited about it. So, again, if you like more information about that program, you can give Veronica McMillan an email at letstalkveronica@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.com, and you can always contact me. So I'm going to open my other mic because I'm hoping that Dr. Allen is on the line. Dr. Allen, are you there?
Hello, this is Dr. Allen.
Hello, Dr. Allen. How are you this evening?
I am doing very well, thanks.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to give a little short bio, and then I'm going to let you tell us more about you. Our special guest tonight, if you're just tuning in, is Mr. David L. Allen, Sr., and I'm calling him Dr. Allen because I was informed that he is such. So we're going to leave it at that, and he's a musician extraordinaire in skills, talent, and temperament. He is truly a man of his times. Dr. Allen is multi-talented, and he's a talented artist, and he's also known as a trendsetter. He has reached unparalleled peaks of professionalism that goes beyond the mundane as he constantly endeavors to set new standards of excellence. His artistry has gained him much respect throughout the United States and abroad. So, Dr. Allen, I'm going to let you tell the audience, because I know they're waiting to hear all about you, and then we'll go into more in-depth of your bio. So if you could just share with our audience what you want them to know about you, and then we'll proceed on with the interview.
Well, I don't want to talk a whole lot about me as much as I do about the conference that's coming up. I've been in church all my life, and I've been playing piano and organ for 58 years. Oh, my God. all of my life, practically. I'll be 65 years old in June. So I've been playing for a very long time. Been writing music for about 50 years. And I've written a few songs that are familiar to the church music community. And I've had pretty much success at that. And I've always enjoyed the foundational music of the church, which are the hymns. So that's a little bit about my background. But I came up with an organization I felt like was necessary because there is a demise of hymn music being used in our worship experience. And I just felt like that if we don't do something to revive this music, eventually it will just fade away and be lost, because we're not passing it on to the next generation. And if they don't know about it, they can't pass it on. So the Hymns for Him organization is about preserving and celebrating the tradition of the hymns. So that's what the conference is all about coming up, yes.
Okay. So can you tell the audience, when did you start this organization, the Hymns for Him Incorporated?
Well, it actually just started 2 years ago. This is actually our second year. This is actually the second conference. Actually, there's a conference in High Point, North Carolina next week, starting on April 19th, that's going to be exactly like the one with some of the same clinicians that's going to be featured there in the Hampton Roads area. We had a conference last year in High Point, and we've also had a conference in Atlanta, Georgia, in Birmingham, Alabama. So we've kind of done this kind of thing in some other areas of the country, and this is the first time that it'll be done in Hampton Roads.
Okay, wonderful. So, and the audience may not know what Hymns for Him is really is. So can you just give us a description of what actually happens at the conference so people will get a general idea of what to expect?
Well, first of all, there's hymn singing. We do a lot of hymn singing, the traditional hymn singing straight out of the hymn book. We'll do some rearrangements of hymns. We'll do some variations of hymns. Then there'll be some classes on actually teaching hymnology, what a hymn is, what a hymn is not. There'll be some classes on theology in hymns. There'll be a class on vocal technique. There'll be a class on integrating hymns in praise and worship. Praise and worship is really big right now. And we're going to teach how to use hymns along with your contemporary praise and worship music in the praise and worship piece of your worship experience. And then we have a component for the youth, because we want youth to be exposed to this same music, and we're going to allow them to use the hymns in whatever format they choose to, whether it be spoken word, whether it be liturgical dance. It can be hip-hop, it can be rap, as long as they're using the hymns. So we've got something pretty much for everybody during the course of the week. And probably the highlight of the conference is going to be a panel discussion where we'll actually have a discussion about what the problems are, why hymns are not being used, why the musicians can't play the hymns, or what does it take to improve the use of hymns in the worship experience. I think it's going to be a wonderful experience for everybody that participates.
Okay, it sounds like it's going to be wonderful. So can you tell us when the conference is going to be and where it's located?
The conference is going to be April 25th. It's going to start April 25th through April 28th. It starts on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be every evening. They're going to be only evening sessions. Nothing really going on during the daytime. The conference is going to be held at Second Calvary Baptist Church. That's at 2940 Corporal Avenue in Norfolk. Dr. Jeffrey Guns is the host pastor. So that's April 25 through 28 at Second Calvary Baptist Church. Registration for the conference is only $35. Now, that's a steal. The conference is only $35. It's going to be just a great conference.
Okay, great. So for the admission fee, would they be able to attend every night, or is this is it split up into different segments? If you could give us a little bit more information.
That $35 registration covers your admission to every activity for the entire week. It's only $35 for the entire week. So that covers all four days.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. And so could you please tell our audience, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I am – speaking with Dr. Allen, and he is the founder of Hymns for Him. And if you're not understanding what I'm saying, is H-Y-M-N-S for H-I-M Incorporated. And their conference is going to be April the 25th through the 28th, 2018. And you don't want to miss this because it sounds very exciting. So I'm trying to get more information so that you'll be able to attend this wonderful event. So Dr. Allen, can you tell me who should be attending this conference in this month?
Well, this conference is actually designed for everybody. It's designed for musicians, for singers, for pastors, for administrators, The thing about the hymns is designed for everybody. Hymns were designed for the congregations to sing. So one of the reasons congregations are not participating in the worship experiences like they should is because they feel excluded. They feel like you have to be a singer to sing the music that's being performed in the churches now. And hymns mm-hmm. are designed for everybody. So when we can mm-hmm. get back to hymn singing, there'll be more engaged participants in the worship experience as opposed to spectators.
Oh, wonderful. And that's something that's really missing in our churches today. Yes, sir. So how can they get their tickets or their registration? Where do they need to go to take care
of
that?
You can register online. You can register online anytime at www.hymnsforhim.org. That's hymnsforhim.org. You can register online. And, of course, you can register at the door for the event. The registration is the same. But you can register any day online at www.hymnsforhim.org.
Okay. And what time do the events start? Because you said they're going to be evening events. So what time should
they get here to register? We will start at 6 o'clock every evening. 6 o'clock
okay.
every evening.
Okay, wonderful. So this is also exciting, and I'm really thrilled that you were able to come on tonight and share this information with our listening audience. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you was about something else that I read in your bio, if you don't mind me letting everybody know. Dr. Allen composed No Greater Love. And it has been recorded 12 times by various artists, including twice by the GMWA Mass Choir. So, Dr. Allen, can you just elaborate on that just a little bit? Because I know that some people, you know, may know about you and some people may not because you just don't know. And so we don't want to take it for granted that everybody knows about this. Yes, sir. So
I always get blasted for not talking about No Greater Love because it's a song that has transcended time and generation, and it's probably one of the most popular gospel songs that has ever been written or recorded. I'm grateful for being on this end of No Greater Love. I don't take credit for it because it's simply the word of God put to scripture. But it's been a blessing to me to see so many people impacted by my music. I've written over 500 songs, but everybody knows No Greater Love, so they know David Allen because of No Greater Love. I don't talk about it a lot when it comes to the hymns conference because it's not a hymn, but it's a song that had impacted the entire world. And it's been a tremendous blessing. I'm grateful for the Gospel Music Workshop of America and Reverend James Cleveland because it was through that organization that music got exposed nationally and internationally. So, yes, No Greater Love has been a tremendous blessing, and it still is.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you being as humble as you are. But, you know, and sometimes we just need to throw it out there so that people may know because, again, we don't know who knows what. So, and it was laid on my heart for me to mention that. So I really wanted to do that tonight. So is there anything else that you want to share about the conference that you think our audience should know?
Well, just know that there is something for everybody in the conference. I know, and especially young folk, they're going to say, well, I don't like hymns, or I don't think it's necessary for me to be at the conference. I guarantee you there will be an experience for everybody that attends the conference. There will be some information that will equip you, that will equip you to impact the world from this conference.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I know that it's going to be a wonderful conference. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that my schedule permits me to attend because I plan to attend. But sometimes I overbook myself, so I have to make sure that I'm available at least one of the nights to come. Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to be looking for you.
All right. I appreciate that. And so,
I'm looking for you.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try, like I said, I'm going to try my very best to come at least one of the nights. I have it down. And so,
okay.
Before we go, because we got about five more minutes, would like for you to, again, share the date and the time and where the conference is going to be, because somebody may have just tuned in. So we want them to know exactly what day, what time, and where they're to go.
Okay, the conference begins on Wednesday, April 25th, and goes through Saturday, April 28th of this year, 2018. It's going to be held at Second Calvary Baptist Church. It's located at 2980 Corporal Avenue in Norfolk, Virginia. Dr. Jeffrey Guns is the host pastor. The evening activities will begin at 6 o'clock every evening. There's going to be a food truck, a couple of food trucks there at the venue. You won't have to worry about dinner. All of that will be right there, you know, for your convenience. We're going to have a youth component, so bring the kids, get the kids involved. On Saturday, we're going to go Saturday morning, and then we'll have closing activities on that evening at 6 o'clock on the 28th. So Wednesday through Saturday, April 25th through the 28th, we'll be there at Second Calvary in Norfolk.
Okay, wonderful. And so I'm going to just add the website again where they can register. It's going to be www.hymns, and that's hymns.org. And before you go, if it was one thing that you could tell the young people, because I know that it is so important for us to let them know that they are welcome and they are included. If it was one thing you could tell a young person who's interested in any kind of music to inspire them, what would that be, Dr. Allen?
For every song that you sing, I don't care what style, for every sacred song that you sing, whether it's contemporary Christian, whether it's contemporary gospel or traditional gospel, every song that you're singing, there is a hymn that says the exact same thing in a more profound way. So when you learn how to tie that hymn and what you're doing with those other styles of gospel music, that will make you a more effective presenter of the Word of God through music.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Allen, thank you so much for sharing with our audience tonight, and thank you for being such a great guest. And I hope that I can have you back on again to share more about your wonderful organization. We just really appreciate you coming to share a few minutes with us tonight.
Well, thank you to the station, and thank you to you for having me. I will be more than glad, more than happy to share at any time, and I'm looking forward to meeting you when I come to Tidewater.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to meeting you as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Issues Concerning Women Radio Talk Show with my special guest, Dr. David L. Allen, Sr., founder of Hymns for Him, Incorporated. Dr. Allen is going to be in Tidewater, Virginia, and I don't even know, I think they call it Coastal Virginia now, Coastal Virginia, April the 25th through the 28th, 2018, at the Second Calvary Baptist Church in Norfolk. To register, you go to www.hymnsforhim.org. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If you would like to reach me after this show, you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 757-567-6734. Dr. Allen, thank you so much again. You've been a wonderful guest. I know my audience has enjoyed you, and they will enjoy you throughout the year because this will be in our archives. So thank you again, sir, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
All right,
good night.
Take care now. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and your co-host, Veronica McMillan. Please tune in next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show. Good night, and God bless.